In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a glorious day this is. What a glorious 11 years today this has been. This was the first liturgy that I was celebrating as we established our church. The week before, Metropolitan Joseph had been here, and on the very same date, what are the chances of that? The 8th, he was here. The 15th, I celebrated the first liturgy at St. Simeon. The second liturgy, the first was hierarchical. 11 years, what a historic time in the life of our community as we now transition from the old to the new. To what we have been for the past 11 years, to what we will be. Beloved, when the Metropolitan celebrated our first liturgy, it was a thunderous event. It is an event that shakes not only the earth, but the heavens. I can tell you immediately the evil powers, when a church is established, tremble, and yet they begin to plot. They have not touched this church, for the gates of hell will not prevail against it as long as we keep not our bake sales and our social activities. Those things are wonderful. I love them. Our hot dogs, your bakes. Wonderful. Wonderful, because it's fellowship. But as long as we keep the center of this church, the spiritual life and faith in Jesus Christ, they can never touch us. Once that becomes secondary, once that is subordinated to politics, once that's subordinated to division among the people, then we're easy prey. When that Metropolitan celebrated the first liturgy last week, 11 years ago, he gave us the antimens, which lie on this altar. That's what I open up here, spend time right before the sermon to open up with his signature on it. And now we're able to celebrate liturgy every day. Is that me? Oh, it fell down. Every day we're able to celebrate liturgy. We prepared for that first liturgy for many years. And since, we have achieved a lot. It is appropriate now, just when we feel we have achieved something, just when we feel we've accomplished something, it is now that the Holy Church tells us to prepare to go to the next step. We must prepare for a new direction in the life of our community as we look to build a new temple. In this life that we have here on this earth, we now begin to fast and we begin to increase our prayer life. And in a few weeks, we will feast in the kingdom. We'll feast in the kingdom when he is risen. Everything in the church is balanced. We cannot feast without the fast. There's no feast without a fast. We cannot have the male, Jesus Christ, without the female, the Holy Virgin. We cannot have faith without works. We cannot have the mercy of God without the justice and righteousness of God. Otherwise, we will be unbalanced. The Holy Orthodox faith has been preserved as the Church of God, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. There is no other. I don't know what's happening here. Is that me? There is no other. It is whole and unfragmented. The church is the faith of Christ himself. Last Sunday, we heard about the mercy and love and forgiveness of our meek and gentle and lowly Lord. We heard how the Father ran out to meet this son who had squandered all of his goods, all of his money, had squandered it on bad things. And he just reconciled him to his home. He reconciled him. He forgave him everything. He didn't say, "Why did you do that, son?" and start recalling the past events. Just as when we reconcile with someone, we can't go over and rehash the past. We have to move forward and get beyond those things. And this Sunday, dear ones, after that beautiful mercy and compassion of our meek Lord that became a child for our sakes, now we hear, "When thou, O God, will come to the earth in glory," not hidden in a manger, "in glory, and all things, all human beings, all animals tremble, and the river of fire will flow before his judgment seat. The books are open, and the hidden things, the secrets we have kept, are made public. Everyone will see him, see them, the angels, all of our friends. They will be made public." You see, my beloved, the church is balanced. We cannot have the love of God without the fear of God. If we have the love of God without the fear of God, or if we have the fear of God without the love of God, it is unbalanced. When we have the fear of God without love, we go to despair. When we have the love of God without the fear of God, we are subtly led to pride and self-centeredness. We must have balance. The Lord Jesus himself said, "I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." In the very next verse, he says, "He who rejects me, does not receive my words, has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." What does that mean? We must understand this. The word that he has spoken are the choices that we have made in this life. That is what will judge us. "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me." Oh my. Will we really be judged on our good works? Yes. We will be judged according to our works. And no, our works will not save us. It is not the works themselves that will save us, but we will be judged on whom it is that we have invited to live in our hearts. Who in the depths of our soul do we really love? Do we love Jesus Christ, the one who gave us our life and our breath? The one who gave us our children? The one who gave us this holy church? Do we love him? He gave us the moon and the stars. He gave us, above all, the ability to love. Here we have the crux of the Orthodox faith. To love, to truly love, is to be saved. Salvation is the love of God that has been poured out on each one of us by Jesus Christ. If we are to enter into this love, then we must love him back. If we truly love God, we will love him by loving each and every human being that he loves. We will love our families first. We will take care of them. Yes, we will love our friends. let us sacrifice for them. God willing, we will love the poor and needy, those that are in need. We will love the strangers that come to our country. For in ministering to them, we are ministering to Christ Himself. Look carefully at today's gospel. Finally, beloved, the hardest thing, we will love those who hate us if we truly become Christian. We will love those who hate us and try to harm us. We will love them not because some kind of legalism or some kind of ordinance, but because when we love, we are with Christ. And when we hate or we do not love, we are taken away from Christ by our own choices. Let us forgive others. We will talk more about this next Sunday, which will be my last Sunday as the proistaminos of this church. God forbid that we are ever taken away from Jesus by unforgiveness. That's why we enter Lent, forgiving each other and forgiving everyone. Don't fast if you're not going to forgive everyone that has wounded you. You must ask for forgiveness. We'll talk about it more. We belong to Him. We do not need to fear Him. We must only fear sin, which will take us away from Him. Let us always remain with Him by loving. Love conquers everything, even death itself. Beloved in Christ Jesus, everything in the church is balanced. We see this in the two icons of Jesus that surrounding these holy doors. The first time the Lord came as a baby in the manger, born of the Virgin, here, He came to save us. He came in humility and quietly, secretly. Nobody knew about it. A few shepherds, not many people. All the people that refused to take Him up into their homes and their places that were all filled didn't even know who He was. He came to teach and restore us. He came to love us, to give us the power to love. This is the icon of the Lord's first coming. He will come again in glory. This book is the book of life, which if our names are written in it, we will be with Him forever. That's what we call the baptismal book. We're making one now for this church. It will be my gift to this church. We're making one that we will put every person that's baptized in this church, their name and the date of baptism. This is the Orthodox tradition. When He comes in glory with all of His angels, the sign of the cross will be seen by everyone in the sky, in the heaven, those who believe and those who do not believe. And all of the peoples of the earth will be gathered and the judgment will begin. The books will be opened and the hidden things made secret. A river of fire will flow before His judgment seat. That river of fire is a sea of love for those that can accept His love, that have accepted it in this life by loving others. And it will become the fire of judgment for those that have rejected this love. The judgment of God is upon us, beloved. From this day, from this hour, from this moment, from this very minute, let us commit each other and ourselves. Let us commit to loving God by loving others. Let us be merciful, forgiving, and gentle. Let us sacrifice our own desires for others. Let us truly give to those in need, physically, emotionally. Let us forgive those who love us and forgive those that hate us. And when we make a mistake, let us trust in the mercy of God and come back to Him like the prodigal with tears. Lord, I'm not worthy that I be your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. We must have these kinds of tears now, for the Father will always run to meet us. But then the doors will be shut and it will be too late. If we are merciful now in this world, in this life, we will obtain mercy, but then it will be too late. If we love here and now from this moment onward, then in that fearful day, the river of fire will become a river of mercy and love and joy, and there will be nothing to fear. It is our choice. We cannot fear. We cannot fear because we love, because love Himself has come to dwell in us. This is the Orthodox faith. This is the Orthodox Church. Nothing else. Amen.